You're listening to Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Linda Wertheimer, sitting in for Steve Inskeep, who's on a reporting trip to Pakistan.
And I'm Renee Montaigne. China is now second only to the U.S. in the number of billionaires, according to Forbes magazine. And nowhere is China's private sector more visible than in the city of Wenzhou. It produces 70% of the world's cigarette lighters and 60% of the world's buttons. NPR's Louisa Lim paid a visit to Wenzhou and brought back this profile.
China's economic miracle started with one woman. Husky-voiced Zhang Huamei was the country's first officially approved private entrepreneur after the Cultural Revolution, or capitalist number one, as she's been called. Back in 1979, it's hard to imagine how different life was.
We weren't allowed to do business, so we did it secretly. I put up a little table in front of my house and sold stuff, like toys. I was very scared, but I had to make a living. Most people inherited their parents' jobs after they retired, but I was the youngest of seven kids, so I'd never inherit a job. So I thought I might as well try business.
She decided to go legit at the first opportunity and applied for a private entrepreneur's license, the country's first, in November 1979. It still hangs on the wall of her small button shop. Though she's still in business, she's not proud of her place in history.
I'm ashamed that after three decades, I'm still a small entrepreneur. There are so many Wenzhou people who went into business after me, who developed huge companies and became the bosses of big factories.
Hemmed in by mountains and the sea, Wenzhou's land shortage forced its inhabitants into trade. Now it's China's capital of capitalism. 99% of all business here is private sector, and those entrepreneurs have been phenomenally successful. Last year, one in every three Chinese tourists overseas was from Wenzhou, and a tenth of China's luxury cars ended up in this city of just 8 million. Wenzhou people love to make money and to flaunt it. That much is apparent outside Wenzhou's only Louis Vuitton store. The bags, we like LV, Louis Vuitton, says Mr. Wu, since everyone knows this brand. For shoes, Gucci. His stripy cotton sweater is Paul and Shark and cost him $600. But it's worth it, he says, beaming. Mrs. Jin is more sniffy about Louis Vuitton. It's too vulgar nowadays, she says. The streets are awash with it. I prefer Chanel. It's more elegant.
This is Burgundy.
One 30-something millionaire hoping to cash in on the famed Wenzhou flashiness is Chen Wenda. He's taking me around his wine cellar, which is stuffed with Chateau Lafite and Petrus. He started a lighter part factory back in 1988 at just 18 years old. Now he has a shoe factory, an import-export business, a wine business, real estate interests, and for the past 2 years, his own personal soccer team. He describes the Wenzhou way of making money.
I set up businesses and drop those that don't make money. No one puts their eggs in one basket. In Wenzhou, every single person does real estate. Everyone is pushing up the prices of buildings. We dare to do stuff. We're not scared. And everyone wants to be their own boss.
Despite the bravado, the last couple of years have been painful for Wenzhou's entrepreneurs. The financial crisis pummeled its export machine. In 2008, Wenzhou's foreign trade plummeted 35%. Then, just as things were starting to turn around last year, the private sector came under attack. A huge lending binge by state-owned banks funneled money almost exclusively to state-owned enterprises. Zhou Dewen from Wenzhou's Small and Medium Business Development Association describes the situation.
2009 was the worst year for Wenzhou since economic reform started. The phenomenon of the state advancing as the private sector retreats was very obvious in the reform of coal mines and other infrastructural investments, including real estate.
He's referring to the renationalization of coal mines in Shanxi province in the name of improving safety. Many smaller, privately owned coal mines have been shut down or forcibly sold to state conglomerates. He estimates Wenzhou investors lost about $4 billion, half their investment in coal. This hit the city hard. But no one is panicking yet. Back in her button shop, China's first officially approved entrepreneur remarks that Wenzhou's people's success is due to their ability to chukwu, or eat hardship. Given how far the city's come, Zhang Huamei is confident of its future.
So much has changed in the past 30 years. Chinese people are getting strong. We ordinary people have lots of money in our pockets. We want to send our kids to school in the U.S. We want to travel there. You should open up to us. If you don't, your America will be slowly swallowed up by us.
Such brashness is typical in Wenzhou. The city epitomizes the vitality of China's private sector, and its loud, confident business community will be hoping that China's reform process isn't turning against them. Louisa Lim, NPR News, Shanghai.